Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Lamentations 2, 13 to 22. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 13 to 22. What can I say about you? Who has ever seen such sorrow? O daughter of Jerusalem, to what can I compare your anguish? O virgin daughter of Zion, how can I comfort you? For your wound is as deep as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have said so many foolish things, false to the core. They did not save you from exile by pointing out your sins. Instead, they painted false pictures, filling you with false hope. All who pass by jeer at you. They scoff and insult beautiful Jerusalem, saying, "Is this the city called most beautiful in all the world and joy of all the earth?" All your enemies mock you. They scoff and snarl and say, "We have destroyed her at last. We have long waited for this day, and it is finally here." But it is the Lord who did just as he planned. He has fulfilled the promises of disaster he made long ago. He has destroyed Jerusalem with mercy. He has caused her enemies to gloat over her and has given them power over her. Cry aloud before the Lord, O walls of beautiful Jerusalem. Let your tears flow like a river, day and night. Give yourselves no rest. Give your eyes no relief. Rise during the night and cry out. Pour out your hearts like water to the Lord. Lift up your hands to him in prayer, pleading for your children, for in every street they are faint with hunger. O Lord, think about this. Should you treat your own people this way? Should mothers eat their own children, those they once bounced on their knees? Should priests and prophets be killed within the Lord's temple? See them lying in the streets, young and old, boys and girls, killed by the swords of the enemy. You have killed them in your anger, slaughtering them without mercy. You have invited terrors from all around, as though you were calling them to a day of feasting. In the day of the Lord's anger, no one has escaped or survived. The enemy has killed all the children whom I carried and raised. My theme for reflection is wounds as wide as the sea. Wounds as wide as the sea. If you are shopping for a cherry verse to stencil on the kitchen wall, Lamentations 2 is not it, and that is a gift. Here we overhear a community naming its ruin with frightening honesty. Your wound is as vast as the sea. Who can heal you? The prophet will not let us blame bad luck or weak enemies. He says with trembling clarity, the Lord has done what he purposed. The problem is not mysterious fate, but long-resisted warnings, seductive lies and worship that kept the motions but lost the heart. False prophets offered easy slogans. Now mockers point at the rubble. Under that cloud, the poet refuses spin and instructs the survivors. Cry aloud, pour out your heart like water before the Lord. This is severe mercy. Divine anger here is not a tantrum, but holy love refusing to make peace with what destroys the beloved. As Miroslav Volf writes, if God were not angry at injustice and deception and did not make a final end to violence, that God would not be worthy of worship. God's no to sin is the necessary prelude to his deeper yes to life. Lamentations teaches us to tell the truth about both. Where is the resolution? Not in our toughness and not in scapegoating. Remember, These are Jewish prayers of Jewish grief. They do not license contempt toward any people. The poet refuses cheap blame and cheap comfort alike, choosing instead the hard work of lament that becomes repentance. He summons the city to the night watch. Bring the children, bring the elders, bring the emptiness. Arise, cry out, lift your hands for the lives of your children. When we pour out our hearts, we discover that the God who judges deceit also welcomes tears. Honest lament is faith refusing denial. For us Christians, the question, who can heal a sea-sized wound, meets its answer in Jesus Christ. He's the true temple when sanctuaries fall, the faithful prophet when flatterers charm, the man of sorrows who stands beneath God's darkest cloud for us. At the cross, God's justice is not cancelled, it is satisfied. At the empty tomb, hope is not an idea, it is a person. Lamentations is the school that equips our mouths for Good Friday so that our hearts can recognize Easter when it comes. What does this mean today? First, let lament lead. Name the ruins, personal, communal, global, without defensiveness. Second, test every comfort. Are the voices we trust calling us to repentance and trust, or selling us denial in religious tones? Third, take the night watch for others. The poet makes intercession the work of the whole city, so we pray and act for places where children faint in the streets and elders lose their song. Finally, hold together zeal and peace. God's fiery no to evil and his tender yes to the broken meat in Christ. Let them meet in us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to accept prophetic comforts that keep me from repentance? Number two, when I pray about the world's ruins, do I linger long enough for tears to become intercession rather than mere outrage? And now our practical exercise for the day. Pray a three-line lament. Look, O Lord, and see. Name one wound, yours or the world's. We have listened to lies. Confess one compromise. Heal what is sea deep. Ask Jesus to bring justice and mercy. Set a timer for 5 minutes and sit in silence afterward. Holy God, whose love burns against all that destroys, teach us to lament without self-pity and to repent without despair. Look and see our wounds, expose our false comforts, and meet us under the cloud with the crucified and risen Christ. Heal what is as wide as the sea, and make us people of truthful tears and stubborn hope. Through Jesus Christ, our healer, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.